Good morning. It's 30th of April. Our New Testament reading today is Acts 8. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker's book on the Acts. I read. As soon as the caravan was sighted, the Spirit in Philip said, "Go near and join thyself unto this chariot." The Greek might well mean "stick to him." Whereupon Philip, now instant in season, ran in order to make and use the opportunity. As he drew near, it needed only one phrase to reach his ears, and the scripture being read was immediately identified. Philip's question, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" prompted a reply that revealed the remarkable humility of the man. Instead of brusquely rebuking Philip's presumption in so addressing a man of his importance, he was willing to confess that he was groping. "How shall I be able to, except some man guide me?" Forthwith, Philip was invited, the Greek word means exhorted, to share the chariot of his new acquaintance. And as they went on the way, Philip expounded the scripture. The portion of scripture being read by this eager seeker for truth was the eloquent and moving prophecy about the suffering servant of the Lord who went to trial and slaughter unprotesting. He was led to sacrifice as a sheep. Through his humiliating of himself, his condemnation, native to all the human race, was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? The eunuch addressed a most courteous and humble inquiry to his new friend. Yet there was no disguising his eagerness, for here in the scripture, apparently, was one in like parlous state to himself, condemned to die without having any children. Then, "Of whom speaketh the prophet this? I must know, for this man is presented as a sacrifice for sin." "For whose sin? For mine?" And he emerges from his disabilities and trial vindicated by God. Can I share his victory? Thereupon Philip took a deep breath and began. He explained that scripture as a prophecy of the redeeming work of Jesus. And since he began at the same scripture, it may be presumed that he also combed the eunuch's Isaiah scroll from end to end, thus building up the complete and satisfying picture of Messiah's work and future kingdom, from virgin birth to royal majesty. And doubtless he told of the mission of John the Forerunner, and how, on the basis of Isaiah 40, John had taught remission of sins through the baptism of repentance. The message was intelligently followed and believed with intense fervour. Then, at the crucial moment, as the exposition concluded, they came to a certain water. The eunuch saw his opportunity and, with an eager cry, interrupted his instructor. "See, water! What doth forbid me to be baptized?" Back in Jerusalem, he had learned through his own discouraging experience that the law of Moses could not save all kinds of men. He himself, Jewish and more than ordinarily devout, had been shut out from the congregation of the Lord and from all the spiritual benefits which the temple offerings might bring to others. Then what about this fuller forgiveness, this better salvation through Jesus of Nazareth? Was there anything that could forbid him this higher privilege? It was no doubt a smiling Philip who promptly turned the spindles of that Isaiah scroll again and began to read. "Thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." What joy there must have been as that new brother continued on his way. Thank you for listening.